Chapter 4. The hotel where Tim and Samuel were staying was very trendy, and just as nice as Jess and Steve's. It was lovely to see everyone, and they all sat down on a long sofa in the hotel bar. Al ordered the group some drinks, and they chatted excitedly. Lucy, the holiday representative, was staying at this hotel too. She was sitting at the bar. Jess called her over. Lucy was happy to join them. "Are you all having a nice time?" she asked.
"Oh, yes," said Jess. "Everything is wonderful."
"Al and I were wondering if there were any boat trips available," said Chloe.
"Oh, yes," said Lucy.
"There are lots. You can go on a big boat with other people, or you can hire a smaller boat just for your group." Everyone thought that having a boat all to themselves sounded like the perfect way to spend a day together. Al and Steve were both particularly interested in this idea.
"But none of us can drive a boat," said Meg.
"Don't worry," said Lucy. "It comes with a crew. You can just concentrate on having fun."
"Phew," said Meg.
"I can book it for you right now if you like," said Lucy. "I know a good company. I can get you a good price." Everyone thought it was a good idea, so Lucy phoned the company from the hotel reception to arrange the trip. She got them a good deal. It was not as expensive as they thought it would be. It was quite cheap. Al collected money from each couple and gave it to Lucy. "All done," she said. "I've hired you a sailboat that will take you out in the morning to a lovely sandy beach for lunch and then return in the afternoon."
"What time do we need to meet the boat?" asked Rick.
"You will need to be in the harbour for 8 a.m., said Lucy. "Bring your swimming costumes if you want to go swimming, and the boat has snorkels on board that you can use too."
"How exciting," said Chloe. "Thank you, Lucy.
But do take sun cream and hats as well, and keep out of the sun when it gets really hot," said Lucy.
"Thanks, Lucy, we will," said Rick.
"What time will we return to Puerto Vallarta after the trip?"
"Around 4 p.m., said Lucy.
The group had a few more drinks and chatted excitedly about the boat trip tomorrow. They didn't want to stay up too late because they knew they had to get up early in the morning. They ordered taxis and said goodnight to each other, waving goodbye to Tim and Samuel.
"See you tomorrow," said Jess.
"Early."
It was dark when Jess and Steve got back to their hotel. The swimming pool lights looked lovely as they lit up the lawn in the dark. Steve stopped as they walked across the lawn.
"Shh,"
said Steve. "Can you hear that?"
"What?"
said Jess.
"It's the sea," he said.
"Soon we'll be on that sea, sailing a boat."
"You won't be sailing the boat, Captain Steve," laughed Jess. "It will have its own captain."
"Yes," he smiled and pulled her into a tight hug. "But don't you think it's romantic that we're going out on our own private boat tomorrow?"
"It's not exactly private with three other couples, is it?" said Jess.
"It will still be really good fun," said Steve. Jess and Steve returned to their room and opened the balcony doors because they wanted to hear the sound of the sea. They set an alarm for 6:30 a.m. and got ready for bed. They fell asleep to the sound of the waves. Steve dreamed he was the captain of a sailing boat and that he lived out at sea. He didn't want to live on land because he enjoyed the wind and the waves too much. It was a wonderful dream.